Blog Talk Radio.
Every time he came on, hanging on to every word he said. Breaking all of my plans, all the time that you called. No, it wasn't my plan to end up breaking it up. But you just turned out like all the rest.
Friday, once it was released, I had to get all the background noise into my mind.
And with that being said, hey Megan, how are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. You know,
it's always so much fun having you messed up by the show. It's always so much fun.
I love being on the show. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely.
And we love having you as a guest too, Megan. It's always lots of fun, lots of noise.
Am I so sweet?
Yeah. Even if it is just the background.
And like I said earlier, Megan is one of my dearest friends, but I haven't seen you in like 2 years. What's up with that?
I know. It's been so long. It's so sad.
But I will tell you this. I'm coming up to Nashville the first week of September. So,
what?
A joint birthday parties, maybe?
Yes, for sure. We have to celebrate.
Absolutely. Because I know yours is the day after mine, so joint birthday parties have to happen.
Yes. So it's perfect timing.
Oh, it's going to be fun. And and I'm also coming back up in October. I'm co-hosting a little awards ceremony there in Nashville.
No way.
It's called the K-Dub Indie Country Radio Music Awards. And if I'm not bad mistaken,
right,
I think you might be nominated.
What? That's exciting.
Yeah. I don't remember the categories right offhand, but I think it's Female Vocals of the Year, maybe Songwriter of the Year. I'm not completely sure. I'll have to check the list again, but I'm pretty sure that you are nominated. I'm pretty sure.
Awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, awesome. So, I know we were talking a little bit off air. You've been a busy girl this past month since you graduated college, haven't you?
Yes, I have been. Very busy, but all with good things.
Yes.
So, Megan, are you currently working
recently?
As part of...
You played a couple of shows recently. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of out-of-town stuff lately, which has been super nice. So I've been doing lots of, like, wineries and stuff. There's a place up in Indiana that I've been playing a lot, and I'm getting ready to go back there in a couple months. And the last one, I did like a weekend there, and then the next time I'm going up, they're having a hot air balloon festival, so I'll be playing during that, which will be super fun. So I'm pumped about that. And then I did like a winery in Alabama. I did one in Kentucky. So just kind of all over the place, but it's been really fun. I really like, you know, I love playing in Nashville, but I also like getting to go see new places and meet people around other places. So yeah, I've been doing that most weekends.
Yeah, Megan, I hope you don't end up drinking too much wine to the extent you get stuck in the hot air balloon and you end up all the way in the sky.
Oh, I sure hope that doesn't happen to me as well.
Hope not either, because then you would literally be on cloud nine.
Oh, God.
Okay. This is what I was about to say, though. You're not scared of heights, are you?
I'm not super scared of, I don't know. Sometimes I do get kind of freaked out. Like, if I rode in a hot air balloon, I'd probably be kind of scared. Like, I'd still do it, and I'd love it. But I would also be, like, kind of freaking out at the same time. So I'm not, like, scared to the extent where it, like, keeps me from doing stuff or, like, keeps me from enjoying doing things. But I probably will be a little bit nervous, honestly.
Megan, I recommend for the balloon festival, please just stay on the ground and let other people be full of hot air.
But it might be fun. I want to do a hot air balloon ride.
I would do it. You know what? I would do it after your show. That way, all the tension and nerves are out of the way, and so if you literally end up getting on cloud nine, then at least you know you'll have nothing. All your responsibilities will be done.
That's true. Yeah. That is very true.
Yes, and you leave all of your noise up in the sky.
I used to be terrified of heights. I mean, literally, just terrified. But But my first airplane ride when I was 10 years old took care of that real quick.
Well, that's good. That's good that you got over it. See, it is, it's pretty scary stuff, but I don't know. A lot of things are kind of fun. Like, I love riding airplanes. But, like, I feel like a hot air balloon would scare me, you know, just because it's so, like, open to things and, like, kind of, I don't know.
You're not closed in, right? I understand. I get that.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
Speaking of having seen you for a couple of years, I have not seen your sweet mama in a couple of years. How's she doing?
Oh, yes. She's doing great. She's doing really well. She stays very busy with her work and everything, but yeah, she's doing really well. She just got back from being out in California for a week. I will, for sure. Yeah. She'll be so happy to hear that.
Awesome. Hey, before we move on, we've got a caller that I think all of us know very, very well.
Okay.
I think I know who this guy is, too.
Yeah. Hold on one second. Hey, P-Dub.
I hear you.
Patrick? What's up,
yes,
bud?
Yes, sir. How's it going, Cody?
Hey,
hello.
Patrick.
What's up?
Hi, Miss Megan. Long time. Haven't
What's
seen you
up,
in about
Patrick?
What? About 2 weeks now?
Yeah, two whole weeks. That's too long.
Exactly. But first of all, I want to say congratulations on that new video you and Rachel put out. Once again, amazing.
Thank you so
you
much.
Two,
we have the
you
best
two already
time
got
making
how,
that.
How many thousand views on that in hours?
Yeah, we just put it up like literally a couple hours ago, and it's getting up there. So hopefully it'll keep doing it like the Taylor Swift one did.
Now we just got to get Rachel back from Hawaii all the time so you guys can make this a weekly thing.
Yes, exactly. I agree. I'm like, great. Now I'm going to have to wait a long time again to make another one with you.
And the new single, amazing.
Thank you. I'm so glad you like it. It took us forever to make this one, but but I'm glad
well,
we got it out there.
Well, well, worth the wait.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm excited about it.
Question is, everybody already knows what a great singer you are. And I'm thinking everybody's starting to realize what a great songwriter you are.
Aw, that's
my
so question sweet. I love writing.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you prefer writing by yourself or co-writing?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I've just written by myself for so long that I love it and, like, just do it all the time anyways. But I don't know, there's perks to co-writing too. Like, sometimes if I get in a slump where I'm, like, not excited about anything I'm writing by myself, it's kind of, like, really helpful to be with other people that can kind of, like, you know, help me, like, get back into the, like, creative zone of, like, doing that. Plus it's just fun. Like, co-writes are really fun most of the time. So it's a hard decision. It's like, it's more therapeutic if I do it myself, but it's more fun with other people. If that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And then, well, everybody, obviously, I know one question you get a lot is, if you could do a duet with anybody dead or alive, who would it be? And it's obviously Johnny or Taylor. My question
is, for sure.
Your phone rings tomorrow. Who's your dream person on the other end to co-write with?
Probably Liz Rose. I don't know if anyone is aware of who she is, but she writes a bunch of like really great songs. She wrote a lot with Taylor, but she's written some little big town stuff, and like, you know, I mean, honestly, like, I feel like most big country people have songs with her that they wrote with her, and I don't know, I just really like her lyrics and stuff, so I think I would. That would probably be my dream co-write.
That's very, very cool.
I know why you said that. But that way Liz can put you, set you up for a co-write with Taylor. I see what you're getting at.
Well, she doesn't write with Taylor anymore. She used to back when Taylor did, like, more country stuff. Now she doesn't. I don't know if they're still as connected. But she's really talented. She wrote, I'm trying to think of some other, like, Girl Crush. She wrote that. And I don't know, just like a lot of, she wrote that new Carrie Underwood song, the Cry Pretty. a lot of really good songs.
Oh, whoa.
The dream team, I call them, is Liz Rose, Lori McKenna, and Hillary Lindsey. That is like the dream team out there.
Yeah, really any of those I would love to write with, but Liz Rose is probably my top one.
And one more question for you, Megan. Seeing
all right.
Background noise, the past three singles have seemed to be like breakup songs. With your new relationship, could we see a good love song coming out of this one?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. Unless, you know, Caleb just acts like a hood rat, then I might have to do more just sad songs.
Yeah, come on now. Hank's not that bad of a guy. Every now and then, Caleb's got to stay home, and Hank's got to come out.
Right. That's true. He's all right. I'll keep him around for now. But, yeah, maybe it's time for us some happy songs. Because you're right. All my, like, singles have been not the happiest of songs. So not, like, the most uplifting in relationship world. So maybe it'll be time to get some happy ones in there.
I thought Getaway Car was a pretty happy song. He's getting away. He's freeing himself.
That's true. That is true. So I don't know.
Or maybe we could talk Caleb into breaking up the duet with you.
See, that's what we need to do. We need to. That'd be fun. I'm scared to sing with him, though. He's too good.
I see those banjo skills he's got.
I know. I'm like, maybe it's time for me to add a banjo to the band.
There you go. The band's growing.
Yep, sure is.
Oh, man.
And seeing he's already gotten the golden seal of approval, I think he's staying around for a while.
I hope so. I hope so. We'll see.
He passed the test.
I'm glad he passed the test. He's got to get stamp of approval for sure.
All righty. Well, I'll let you guys get back to the rest of this interview. And good talking to you. And I'll be talking to you again here soon, Megan.
It was good talking to you, Patrick. Thanks for calling in.
All righty. See you, Cody.
See you later.
See you, Craig.
Take care, Patrick.
See you later, brother.
All righty. Bye.
It's always so much fun when Patrick crashes the interview.
Right?
It's always so much fun.
Yeah, I love him so much. He's wonderful.
He is one of the even though I've never met him in person, he is one of the best dudes out there.
You've never met Patrick in person?
I have not. I guess I haven't been there this week.
Well, hey, Megan, if you have a big birthday party, since Cody's having his birthday party too, why don't you have like a big birthday party, invite Cody, and Cody can invite you to his, and then maybe you can persuade Patrick to come down, and that's how Cody will meet him.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. We might have to make that happen.
Hey, one question I had for you Patrick brought it up. You've been going viral pretty much every time we turn around. You've been going viral with these videos.
Well,
what's up with that?
It was wild. Like, the Taylor Swift one, we were excited about it, and we thought, like, you know, it was a cool video, and we thought people might share it some, but we never expected it to, like, do what it did. But I think it's just because, you know, like, anyone who's a fan of her was tagging, like, their friends that they knew were fans also. Because I was thinking, like, I'm a big Taylor Swift fan, and if I would have seen that video, like, I would have tagged – I could think of several of my friends that I would have tagged in that and been like, oh, my gosh, this is us. Like, you know, like, this is what we do. We, like, drive around, you know, like, singing these songs. And so it kind of, like, once I thought about it, I was like, well, it does make sense that, like, if you saw this, that you would tag your friends. And so we're hoping that with the Miley Cyrus one, too, that it'll be the same thing where, like, Miley Cyrus fans or people that maybe used to listen to her back when she was doing, like, Hannah Montana or whatever will tag their friends that they, like, you know, sing those songs together in the car or whatever. So I think that's kind of why, because it's going off of, like, something else that has like a big fan base anyways. Like, Taylor Swift has a huge fan base. Miley Cyrus also has a huge fan base. So it's kind of like feeds off of that. So I think that's like what gives it that momentum to, you know, like to go viral. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with this one. I just posted it, you know, a couple hours ago. So time will tell, I guess. But yeah, it's kind of fun. And, like, we love making them. We have the best time. Like, we have the time of our lives making both of these videos. And it's just, we just crack up through the whole thing.
Trust me. Yeah, trust me. It definitely shows, trust me.
You know what I'd like to see, Megan? I would love to see you go to Hawaii to actually do a video with Rachel. I think it would be great to have you to do a card jam where you have a bunch of Hawaiian dancers in the background.
That would be amazing. We got to make that happen.
Yeah, and then come and put Patrick Wells in a hula, and there you go. Then it's complete.
Then it's complete. That's what we need. That's what we need.
Yes.
That's a genius idea.
Yes. Cody speechless at that idea.
didn't Taylor Swift get like over a million views or something?
Yeah, it got 3.5 million, I think, is what it kind of like slowed down at. It, you know, that first week that we had it up, it just kind of went crazy. Or even like it was more like 3 or 4 days that it was getting just like it was growing faster and faster. And then by the end of the week, it kind of, you know, died down. And it still gets, you know, views. And every now and then I'll see somebody like tag someone in it or whatever, or it gets shared. But it's definitely died down. But yeah, and like that first week, it was like 3 million views. And I think now it's not really like, it still gets views, like probably more than I do on other videos, but it's definitely like died down. But yeah, 3.5, which is like nowhere near, like I usually get so much less than that on everything. So it's just crazy.
That's completely nuts.
Yeah, it was like, wild.
I think the most views, most likes I've ever gotten on something, was a picture I posted on Instagram of me and Kaylee Shore, I think. It got like 50 likes, and I was going nuts. At 50 likes, I was going nuts.
I understand. That's why usually, like, I'm excited for, like, way less, and then 3.5, we were just like, what? We just, like, Rachel and I just kept texting each other, and we were like, oh, my gosh, did you see it's, like, at 1 million? Did you see it's at, like, 1.5 million? Like, you know, we just kept going back and forth the whole time.
Right.
Just, like, couldn't believe
right.
it. And it just kept going and kept going. It was wild.
But that night I met Kaylee was probably something I'll remember for a long, long, long time. Because her song, Fight Like a Girl, got me through something pretty traumatic in 2016.
Aw, that's sweet that you got to meet her then.
And I get to tell her that in person, and I'll be honest with you, Megan. It took every fiber of my being not to just cry my face off.
Aw, that's so sweet. I'm sure that was special for you and for her. It probably meant a lot to her to hear that.
In the next 5 minutes or so that we've got, I can't even believe this interview's pretty much already over. I can't even believe that. But
actually,
it's so crazy. Flies by.
Yeah.
Jana, I mean, when you're hanging out with your friends, it just goes by so fast.
Yes, for sure.
How did you end up coming up with the idea of background noise with you? Or was it you and your co-writer? And then from there, how long did it take you to write the song and then get it into production?
So I've had the idea of background noise for a while. And when I first like came up with the idea, it was kind of more of like a, like, when you like miss somebody and like how all these like little things remind you of like the background noise, like, I don't know, like things, pieces of the day. I wanted to make it like where you like hear things and it like reminds you of like a person, and like make it more of like a missing somebody song. But then, like, I don't know, I just like, as time progressed, I was like, you know, it would be cooler. And at the time was more relatable for me. And like what I felt like was to make it something like, I don't know. I just had like a lot of just not like great, not really relationships, but just kind of like things where I was like, you know, excited about some guy and then it just didn't work out. So I was like, maybe something like that where it's like, you know, more of like a kind of like a thing. And it's just like, you know, it didn't work out between you and somebody else, but it's like now they're just like the background noise in the day of like, just like little like things that they do is just like, it's not important. Like, and you gave it a chance, but they kind of screwed it up. And so now it's just like, you know what? It's not a big deal, but you're just like, it's just not important. You know, it's in the background. So I had that idea. And so I went in, I had a co-write scheduled with Frank, who, I wrote my last single with, and he's produced basically everything that I have out. I had a write with him and a write with, a guy named Ryan Robinette and another guy, Ty March. And they were like, okay, do you have any ideas? Because usually if it's my song, if it's going to be something I'm going to record, I want it to be like my idea, you know? So I was like, yeah, I have this idea, background noise. And Ty specifically was like, that's super cool. Like, I love that. So it took us about 3 hours, I think, to write it. It was pretty quick. And then it took a lot longer to record because I had a lot of vocal issues. You know, for a while. And so we wrote this song, like, it's been a long time ago that we wrote this. Cause I think we actually wrote it maybe before my vocal issues were really going on, but then went to record it. It just like, yeah. So it's not a super old song, but it is kind of like, you know, it just took a long time to do. And so, and we even recorded it once and my voice just didn't sound, it was, you know, in the middle of all that stuff, I just couldn't really sing. And so when I heard it, I was like, that's not good. And I want to redo that because that's just not what it should sound like. So we redid it. And then after that, we realized we wanted to just change some of the lyrics. So we redid it again. So it took a lot longer than expected just because, you know, there were just like some little roadblocks. Like actually writing it was very quick, but just actually getting it recorded and out there, you know, and then you got to do pictures and then you got to like upload it a couple weeks before you can like actually have it up. And so it's just, you know, a whole process. But so it's definitely been like several months since we wrote it, but the actual writing of it was pretty quick.
It was just the rest of the part.
Something I wanted to talk about was a duo that we're all friends with here, the Hobb sisters. They have a song called Background Noise Too, and they reached out to you.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was cool. So it was funny. Like I actually saw, it was like probably right after we picked, we were like, let's do this song as a single, let's record it. And then like, it was like right after that I saw that they like posted, they were like, our new single's coming out like this. It was, you know, this Friday or whenever it was. And I like clicked on it just cause like, you know, I follow them on everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're doing a song called Background Noise. So I think it's kind of good that mine took so long to come out. So at least it wasn't like exactly at the same time, you know, like that they put out there. So that just would have been kind of weird. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but you know, there's a lot of songs all titled the same thing, but it's just kind of like a weird coincidence. Cause most people that follow my music also follow their music. So just kind of like a weird, you know, thing, but I was like, oh no. But yeah, it was cool. Then when it came out or something like that, I think maybe even before it came out, they like tweeted me something about like, can't wait to hear it. And I was like, oh, that's sweet of them like to say. And then they, after it came out, you know, sent me that tweet and it was really, really sweet of them to do that for sure.
Well, both of you may sing about background noise, but you are both in front runners.
Oh,
in the front.
Thank you. Yeah, they're amazing. I love them.
Yes.
You know, that's something that I see all the time on Twitter, social media in general, actually. Country artists reaching out and supporting each other. I mean, one of the things I love seeing is how a established artist like Maren Morris will reach out and encourage the upcoming stars of tomorrow. And I mean that just warms my heart absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. It makes me proud to be you know, doing country music. Because it's like, you know, there's a good group of people that are so willing to help other people and support other people. And it's just, it's a nice community to be a part of for sure.
Yeah. And I tweeted this out earlier. I mean, I've been in the country industry 4 years with this radio show, and
nice.
And specifically independent country artists that aren't assigned to a major label or anything are some of the most talented people I believe I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's amazing, like, just how much talent is out there. It's so sad that so many people, you know, don't get heard that are so good. But it's awesome that, like, you do this show, you know, and, like, give a lot of those people an opportunity to be heard.
And I tell people this all the time, and I'll tell you, too. I will do everything in my power to make sure that you guys are heard.
That's so sweet. We appreciate it, for real.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for doing this. This has been just so much fun.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's good to be back and good to hear your voice and talk to you.
Absolutely.
Megan, can I ask one last question? Cody, can I ask one last question?
Craig, go ahead, buddy. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put a little twist on this, Cody. This is a question that you usually ask, but I want to twist it a bit. Mm-hmm. Megan, if you were stranded on the desert island, what three foods would you take, the three foods that you couldn't live without?
Ooh. Okay, does this include, like, drinks as well?
Of course.
Yep.
I know what you're going to
say.
And
I know one of them. I know one of them.
All right. Y'all are like, I already know. Well, of course, Diet Coke, obviously. Probably avocado. And maybe smoked salmon. Is that a weird third one?
Really?
I love smoked salmon. I just had some earlier today, and I, like, really love it. And I know I don't talk that much about smoked salmon, but I have a strong love for smoked salmon. So that's probably what I would bring.
Now, that is terrific food for thought, Megan.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I got some little spinach. That's all.
Again, thank you for doing this, and tell your mama that I miss her.
All right, I will for sure. Thank you so much. Good talking to you.
Absolutely.
Good talking to you.
Hey, and you've got of course, you already know this, but you've got an open invitation to the show anytime.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
And I will hopefully be seeing you in September.
All right. We better meet up.
All right. I'll let you go and let you get back to your evening, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good one.
Have a good evening.
All right, you too, Megan.
Bye.
Bye. It's always so much fun when Megan stops by the show, isn't it?
Oh, yes. She's always a blast. And she, trust me, the background, the noise
so
she creates is the background.
So, we've got a pretty busy week this week, don't we, buddy? Three shows in three days.
Tomorrow we have, from Clearwater, Florida, we have Miss Aubrey Woollett, a fantastic singer-songwriter. And on Wednesday, we have another up-and-coming who just graduated Belmont, Miss Jess Kelly Adams.
And I got an email from Jess, actually, this morning. I had reached out to her and told her that we were excited about having her on, and she reached out to me, so.
She is very sweet. I met her for the first time on two separate occasions during CMA Fest, and I definitely plan on staying in touch with her for indefinitely.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna let you go too, and kind of wrap things up here. Plus, I'm hungry, so I'm gonna end the show as quick as possible and go eat.
All right. Enjoy your dinner, Cody. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night.
But I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with my dear friend, Miss Megan Golden. Like Craig said, tomorrow at 4:30 Central. Back to the regular time. At 4:30 Central tomorrow, we have the lovely Miss Aubrey Bullett joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Food Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.